Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Okay, let's look at it this way. You work your whole life. You think, you know what? I'm going to go through to be a doctor. So you become a doctor. And then you decide through the pandemic that I'm going to serve my community in another way. I'm going to become a board trustee on a school board. And I'm a Jewish woman. Okay, think about those three things put together. Because that is Dr. Nili Kaplan-Mirth. That's the life that she is leading right now. And she joins me right now. Hi, doctor.
Hi, good morning.
So you've worked really hard to become a doctor. You worked incredibly hard during the pandemic.
Yep.
Decided to become a trustee. And you are receiving, we've had you on before, talking about some of these absolute vile emails that you're receiving. I thought the last one that we talked about was bad.
Yeah.
This latest one, it is, I can't even read it on the air. I can't even read one word of it on the air.
Yeah.
So where's this coming from? Do you know?
No. So the thing is that the hate that is directed at me and also at one of my colleagues who's a physician in British Columbia, and she's a racialized woman physician who was also advocating for masks. And this kind of hate is unclear whether it's coming from within Canada or from outside of Canada. I do get still some pretty nasty emails that are definitely from within Canada related to masks and vaccines. But the but this latest spat really started in November after our mask mandate at the board, and it has not diminished. In fact, over Hanukkah, which was in December, I received like almost daily really horrible threatening things, and it continues, and it is sent to my personal email, and it's also sent to the email of me and the other trustees of the board. And the Ottawa Police Hate Unit is following up on the emails that we can trace. One of the factors that I think has also affected women journalists who've been attacked repeatedly, it's anti-Semitism, and it's also misogyny, and it's basically going after people who whether we're standing up for masks and vaccines, or whether we're just simply women who have stepped forward and had a voice publicly, we're attacked. And one of the challenges is that sometimes male servers are used that hide the identity, that make it much more difficult to trace the IP address of the sender. And yesterday I reported 6 different email accounts to Proton, which is based in Switzerland. And Proton can shut down those accounts, but the way that it works is that, you know, people can keep setting up new accounts, and we need the federal government to intervene to help to get an order from the Swiss court to say that they need to identify who this is, because it could very well be somebody 2 blocks away from my office. It's not necessarily anybody any further away than that, but you can hide your identity. And we saw very recently in Ottawa how quickly, you know, when somebody was threatening Parliament on Twitter, boom, that 19-year-old was traced, arrested, charged. Like, that'll happen very quickly. But that's a federal security matter. And this isn't RCMP or federal jurisdiction when it's an individual who's being attacked. The only thing is that this is happening across Canada, and it's happened repeatedly, and it happened to Catherine McKenna, who was an MP in the Glebe, who basically stepped away from politics because she was faced with so much harassment. And it includes harassment of my family and threats to my family. Mm-hmm. And it is not a reason that I would ever stop working as a doctor or as a trustee. But it does give you pause and makes you wonder, like, what woman would ever dare to go into any kind of public role, knowing that you're going to be attacked in all of these most horrible anti-Semitic, racist, sexist ways. I've been sharing it publicly because I get that email. I get that email, and why should I? And people are shocked by what I share because they're like, oh my God, I can't believe anybody would say anything like that. Well, I'm getting that. So I think important for people to understand that that is what is happening.
Now, there's a lot that you've just said. I want to stop at a few points and really dive in a little bit here. And it's a point that you've made that I'm sorry that I didn't make at the beginning. They're vile, but they are threatening. Like, this is not, and they're using terms, and I'll say this, and I hope you understand why I'm saying this. I'm trying to share with the listener without sharing the email. They're sharing that they're suggesting gas chambers.
That's right.
And so, I mean,
These are threats. There, some of them say that, you know, my family should be burned alive, that I should have to watch people torturing, you know, my children, or like all of it is, it's made to try to rile me up and to upset me. And I'm just saying to the world, like, the thing is, this anti-Semitism, we are seeing, well, Ottawa has seen it in our school board with kids who've been anti-Semitic towards other children. This isn't just online trolls or, you know, people like to say, well, it must just be some crazy person. But this isn't mental illness. And in defense of everybody who struggles with mental health, like, this has nothing to do with that. This is very much targeted hate, and it's organized. And I mean, yesterday there was a rally in Toronto, and one of the convoy people mentioned my name and was bragging about the fact that they really came to Ottawa and shut down our discussion about masks. And like, that is what all of this is. This isn't just some random person who is unwell somewhere writing yucky stuff. Like, this is so. You know, when I say that I'm worried, like, for us as a society. My grandparents came to Canada after the Second World War. Their entire rest of their families did go to gas chambers. Their entire families were killed. And, you know, I'm not supposed to be a generation that then has to face somebody threatening me in that way. And my children's generation, and, you know, I have patients who are sending their kids off to kindergarten and are worried because, well, is their child going to experience anti-Semitism in school? So it's pervasive, and unfortunately, it's we don't have strong enough laws in Canada to deal with online hate and email. We should have a mechanism for immediately tracing these acts of hate, because it is a crime here. Mm-hmm. If it turns out that it's an American doing it, it's not actually a crime to express hate in the States, but it is here. So at the very least, we should be able to determine, is this somebody in Canada? And if so, they should be charged.
Doctor, are you scared for your safety?
So, yes, and I have been yelled at and harassed by local people. So I don't know that they're not the ones sending me this, right? So like I said during Hanukkah, that, you know, traditionally you put a Hanukkah or a menorah, you light candles and you have it in the window, and it's supposed to signal that it's a Jewish home. And we had our blinds closed the entire time because I can't have anybody know where I live or that it's a Jewish home because of what we're facing. So, that's not okay ever.
This is 2022. And, I mean, this is 2022. And the sentence that you just said, it absolutely breaks my heart that you cannot live as a Jewish family during Hanukkah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are people across Canada who responded to me and said, you know, that, like, there are others who don't feel safe. There are others who do feel safe. Generally speaking, you know, if you're in Montreal or in Toronto or some areas of Vancouver, there's a larger Jewish population. And I have never in my 48 years of life ever been called the K word until, you know, 2022 when it started happening on the regular. And the ways in which the threats are coming in, you know, they leave you not knowing, because the police can't tell me, is this somebody in Ottawa? Is this somebody, because we had a death threat from somebody in Montreal, but that person was never charged, and we're still 14 months later trying to get like a restraining order against that person. There's a person who was charged with both harassing me and with hate in Windsor, and he still has not, like, there's a arrest warrant out and they have not detained him. And so, you know, these are people who like actually have criminal records and are actually considered to be, you know, potentially dangerous. And there's nothing that's actually done to protect me. So every time I speak with the media, speaking with you or speaking with CBC or speaking by writing articles, I make myself more of a target again for hate. And, you know, my husband has said, you know, Neely, you don't have to keep putting yourself out there. But the thing is, if we don't talk about it, it's still happening. So I want something to happen that is going to change this pattern. And I've written to the Minister of Health, Minister Duclos, who I spoke to before about anti-Semitism. I've tried to reach out to my MPP and my MP. And like, I'm trying to get somebody to actually help us to change the way that this can happen, because it's not just physicians. Like I said, it's also women journalists, particularly Jewish or racialized women. And nobody in any field should be subject to this.
I'm so sorry you go through this. And you know, by inviting you on here, by no means do I ever want to attract more hate your way. It's really an opportunity to try and spread your message. I'm hoping today that our listeners here at City News have got compassion, or they've learned something from you today. And I hope that we haven't sent anything else your way today.
Thank you.
Dr. Neely Kaplan-Mirth joining us today, obviously a physician in this community, but also a trustee with the Ottawa-Carleton District School Board. Heartbreaking story. When we come back, we're going to talk a little music. I think we need that today with Eric Alper. Stay with us on City News.
Sam LaPrade will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Now streaming on